Welcome to this meditation. The purpose of this meditation is to help reduce tension and conflict in relationships with people that you care about. So to begin this meditation, get into a position where you have good posture, your spine being very erect. You can cross your ankles if you're comfortable doing that. Touch your thumb and forefinger together and put your hands resting in your lap. You can place the tip of your tongue on the roof of your mouth, just behind your front teeth. And if you haven't done so already, you can close your eyes, connect with your breath, and with each breath, allow yourself to relax a little bit more. To begin this meditation, imagine a white light in the center of your head, a small white light. And with each breath, allow that small white light to grow a little bit larger and a little bit larger. This light represents an energy field. It's an energy field that extends in every direction. So as you allow it to expand, at a certain point it will fill your entire head. And then it will extend beyond your head, continuing to expand in every direction in front of you, behind you, to both sides, above you and below you. This particular energy field can extend several feet in every direction, up to 9 feet. So with each breath, allow it to continue to expand to whatever point feels appropriate for you. Eventually, you find yourself inside this sphere of light. And when you get to that point, I encourage you in your own mind to say the following. I disinvite any thoughts or intrusions from being in this space for the next little while. I disinvite any thoughts or intrusions from being in this space. And while you're inside this space, I'm inviting you to notice the energy at the base of your spine. This is the energy that we refer to as safety consciousness. It's the energy that's with us from the day we're born until the day we die. It's a powerful force that we rely on to be productive, to get things done, to take care of ourselves and those that we love. But it's also only one form of consciousness. It's a form of consciousness in which we tend to think about things as being right or wrong. We tend to cling to certain ideas and beliefs. At times, doing so serves us, and at times, it doesn't. So appreciate your ability to live and work in safety consciousness, but don't limit yourself to that. And as you appreciate it, as you appreciate safety consciousness and all that it's done for you, the act of appreciation is the pathway into heart consciousness. Notice the energy rising. Imagine the energy rising up your spine from the base of your spine into your chest, into your heart center. And you can use the spinning in motion, bringing the energy up into your heart center, feeling your heart opening, your chest expanding, your sternum lifting toward the sky, able to take fuller breaths. And accessing heart consciousness is done through appreciation, and staying in heart consciousness is done by thinking and remembering those things that you appreciate, the people you appreciate, anything for which you have gratitude. This is how we access and navigate heart consciousness. Sometimes it helps to label all the things or many of the things that you appreciate. Other times, all you need to do is think of the word appreciation. Feel your heart expanding and opening. And in this particular meditation, I'm going to encourage you to think while you're in heart consciousness about the person with whom you're having some conflict or tension. And I invite you to see if you can access your appreciation for having this person in your life, regardless of what's going on right now. Can you connect with your appreciation for having this person in your life and notice how that feels? Take a moment to realize that the world looks different to this person than the way it looks to you. So what happens if you step into their shoes? What happens if you look at the world through their eyes? You take a moment to imagine what their needs are. What is it that drives this other person? What do they need? What are their fears? What do they want? Imagine them sharing their perspective with you. All they're doing is telling you about them. They're telling you about their needs and their fears and their desires. Don't make it about you. Just be a good witness and understand who they are, where they are, what they need. Do you believe this other person is telling you their truth? Now, if you don't think this person is fundamentally honest, then it's almost impossible to create a healthy relationship. But if you believe this person is fundamentally honest, then listen to what they're telling you and realize it is their experience. They are describing their experience. They're not telling you about you, they're telling you about themselves. They're telling you about their experience. And if you can take that in, if you can listen, if you can witness them, two things happen. One is that your heart is likely to open. And the other is that they are likely to calm down, to relax, and their heart is likely to open as they feel seen and witnessed by you. You don't have to agree with them. That's not the point. It's simply a matter of witnessing and, to the best of your ability, understanding where they are, what their needs are, and that whatever is going on right now is temporary. If you change your frame of the conversation you're having with this person, you can alter the dynamic. So change your frame, and instead of focusing on what the two of you are saying, whatever it is you're communicating about, focus on how you communicate. Anything can be said in two ways. Anything can be said in an immature way or a mature way. If you communicate in a kind and mature way, if you witness this other person, you will be inviting them into a different conversation in which the tension and conflict dissipates, and you connect at a higher level and open up new possibilities. Take a moment to appreciate the possibility of creating a healthier way of relating. Appreciate yourself for your willingness to do this. Connect with your breath. Feel the wisdom behind the possibilities of communicating in a different way, of inviting this person and other people into a healthier conversation. And when you're ready to bring this meditation to a close, I encourage you to hold your own face in your hands. Put your right hand on your right cheek, the right side of your face, your left hand on the left side of your face, your chin resting in your palms, holding your face. And imagine you're holding the face of this other person. Appreciating them for being in your life and for the possibilities to relate in healthy, respectful ways. When you feel complete, take all your time, take all the time in the world, and then when you feel complete, you can bring this meditation to a close and open your eyes, reconnect with this person in a new and different way.